Esther chapter 6. Esther chapter 6. Babasahin po natin yung buong chapter po nito. Ito po ang naglalaman kung paano merong isang gabi yung hari na si King Ahasuerus, hindi siya makatulog. At ang ganyang ginawang request, tinawag niya yung mga historian niya, yung mga nagsulat ng mga nangyari sa kaharian, at binigyan dito na nakita dito ng hari na wala pala siyang ginawang gantimpala kay Mordecai. At alam natin po ano yung ginawang ni Mordecai na nag-trigger sa hari na bigyan si Mordecai ng gantimpala. Naalala po ninyo kung paano si Mordecai, nung nabalitaan ni Mordecai na merong nagtatangka ng pagpatay sa hari, ito ay binanggit ni Mordecai sa kay Esther, at ito ay binanggit sa hari upang iligtas yung hari. At na-figure out nung hari na, wait, parang wala tayong nabigay na gantimpala kay Mordecai. Kaya ang ginawa po dito ni King Ahasuerus, pinatawag niya si Haman. Tinawag niya si Haman, "Haman, anong magandang gantimpala ang pwede nating ibigay sa nagugustuhan ng hari?" At dito si Haman, akala niya ito ibibigay sa kanya na gantimpala. Hindi niya alam na ito pala ay kay Mordecai. Kaya anong ginawa po dito ni Haman? Sabi ni Haman, "Ganto, hari, king, maisuot-suotan mo ang taong ito ng magandang pananamit, at ito iparada mo sa buong bayan." At dito na-figure out ni Haman na hindi pala ito para sa kanya, ito pala ay para kay Mordecai. Kaya tayo pong lahat ay tatayo, babasahin po natin ng sabay-sabay yung buong chapter 6 ng Esther. Esther chapter 6 verse 1, ready? Read. "On that night could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of king's chamberlains, the keeper of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity had been done to Mordecai for this? Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, there is nothing done to him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman was come into the outward court of king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai in the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servant said unto him, behold, Haman standeth in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto Haman, whom the king delighteth to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor than to his son? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighteth to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, you said, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man without the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Then the king said unto Haman, make haste and take the apparel and the horse as thou hast said, and do even to Mordecai the Jew that sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fall of all that thou hast spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor. And Mordecai came unto the king's gate, but Haman hasted to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman told Sheresh his wife, and all the friends, everything that had befallen him. Then said his wife unto him, if Mordecai be the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlain and hasted to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared.